Just a few verses from Revelation chapter 19. Then there came from the throne the sound of a voice saying, "Praise our God, all his servants, and all people, both great and small." Then I heard what sounded like a large crowd, like the sound of a roaring waterfall, like the loud peals of thunder. And I heard them say, "Praise God, for the Lord our Almighty God is King. Let us rejoice and be glad. Let us praise his greatness. For the time has come for the wedding of the Lamb, and his bride has prepared herself for it." Then the angel said to me, "Write this. Happy are those who've been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb." Happy are those who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Now, I love parties. And I'm glad you've put on a party for me on this last Sunday of my being here with you as your pastor. But maybe one or two of you might say, why end this party with communion? It suddenly makes church very serious. Or does it? You know, rightly understood, communion is a bit like a party. It's a celebration. I'm sure you know that when the first Christians remembered Jesus, they did so in the context of a meal together. The host would begin by taking a loaf of bread and breaking it and saying grace. And then they'd tuck into the meal. And then at the end, there'd be a kind of toast as they remembered Jesus. Jesus, yes, whose body was broken for them, whose life was outpoured for them. But in between those two serious prayers, there was eating, there was drinking. It was a proper meal with all the kind of buzz and excitement that you might expect of a meal with friends. Indeed, according to Luke in Acts 2, every meal was a celebration, and they were exuberant and joyful as they praised God. It was a party in which they celebrate the difference that Jesus makes to life. Today we've done away with the meal. Well, actually, that's not true. We've had the meal, haven't we? We've had our picnic. And we now come for this bit of remembering Jesus. And I want to encourage this sense of party. Three things to remember. First of all, let's celebrate that Jesus is alive. Yes, of course, we come to remember Jesus who died for us. But the good news is that the Jesus who died for us is also the Jesus whom God raised to life on the third day. This is a communion service. It's not a funeral service. I don't know whether you've noticed that every communion service I have taken in this church has ended not with a hymn about the cross, but rather with a hymn about the resurrection and lordship of Jesus. Let's celebrate that Jesus is alive. Secondly, let's celebrate that Jesus has invited us to the greatest party ever. You know, at the Last Supper, Jesus said something very significant. As he took the cup, he said, "The next time that I drink the cup, I'll be drinking it at the greatest of all parties. The party that God is going to hold in heaven for all those who love him." Yes, for Jesus, like any other good Jew, thought of heaven, of the kingdom of God, in terms of a massive party. And John, in the last book of the Bible, took up this party theme. And he likened heaven to a kind of wedding reception. A wedding reception that goes on and on forever. It would be, he said, the marriage feast of the Lamb. And it's going to be the greatest of all parties, with millions upon millions upon millions of people celebrating the victory that God has gained in Jesus. And in that world where we will gather together for the party, there will be no more sin. There will be no more pain. There will be no more death. There will be no more crying. It's a wonderful thought that a day is coming when right will be in and injustice will be out. Let's celebrate that Jesus has invited us to the greatest of all parties. And my third thought is this. Let's celebrate that Jesus has already made us family. Writing to the church at Corinth once, Paul once said, "Because there is one loaf of bread, all of us, though many, are one body, for we all share the same loaf." And what he was trying to say was this, that we're not just friends. Rather than in Jesus, we've become brothers and sisters to one another. And I guess that this is why I wanted to end this family celebration with communion. I wanted to end it with the family meal, where we are reminded that we are indeed brothers and sisters in Christ. It's true that for a while at least, Caroline and I will no longer be part of this church family. You need time to adjust to the fact that I shall no longer be your pastor. But who knows? In God's providence, this will not just be goodbye, but rather it will be au revoir, when we can become part of the family again. Jesus has made us family. With all our differences, we are brothers and sisters, one to another. And that's something to celebrate here as we eat bread and drink wine. Let's pray. And just remember for a moment those thoughts. We celebrate that Jesus is alive. We celebrate that Jesus has invited us to the greatest party ever. And we celebrate that here and now, we are already family. We bless you, Lord. Amen.